I wish you a very warm welcome to your karmic healing meditation. If you haven't heard my introduction about this special meditation, please play it before you listen so that you're familiar with the angels of karma and will be fully prepared for any powerful changes that will occur. My name is Molly Ann Fairley, and I've had personal experience of the changes the karmic angels can bring about. I've seen them and I've heard them, and I know that they really do exist and want to help you. Bearing this in mind, please get ready, for you're about to decode your negative karma and entirely change your destiny for the better. Settle yourself down by sitting quietly. Clasp your hands and carefully cross your feet to lock your energy in. Close your eyes. Your eyes are the windows of your mind. As you gently close your eyes, feel your two eyelids come together. As they touch, feel the connection between the upper and lower eyelids, and the fine line of contact between them. Hold this focus in your mind, the focus of the fine line between the upper and lower eyelid now. And then become aware of your lips and the fine line of contact between the lips. The upper lip is resting on the lower lip, and there is a fine line of contact between the two. Now move your entire consciousness away from your eyes and into your body, into your chest, and quietly pick up the rhythm of your breathing. Breathe more deeply than usual, and watch or listen to your breath as you do this. Now breathe in as fully as you can. Gather up all the negativity from your entire body and mind and breathe it all out. You do not need to worry about harming the atmosphere. The angels of the air have been instructed to convert the negativity into love, and you may actually see or sense them around you as you do this. Breathe in again and take in as much air and oxygen as you can, and then breathe out all the negativity you can possibly muster and send that negativity far, far away. Send it out to the angels and to the light. Keep breathing like this until you have exhaled every last bit of negativity or stress inside you. Now breathe in again and fill your lungs up to the brim with vitality. Hold your breath for a tiny moment and watch as the vitality courses through the thousands of airways in your lungs. As you do this, say to yourself, "I'm full of vitality." Exhale, completely flooding your entire body with that vitality. Make sure you completely empty your lungs. Take another deep breath. And as you do, you can feel your heart and lungs literally lighting up with a massive infusion of powerful new energy. Breathe out now and send that new energy to each and every cell in your body, flooding billions of them with extra light. You are in the process of lightening your entire vibration to align with the energy of the angels so that they can not only see you, but can approach you more easily. Now reach out and in your hand, hold up a bright light as high as you can. Wait for the angels to find you. Your request for healing has been transmitted, and the angels of light have picked it up and are making their way towards you. You can see their bright lights approaching. You sense you are being energetically transported up into the higher ethers, and you realize that light is shimmering all around you. You shield your eyes as the brightness overwhelms you. It's like going from a dim room in winter into bright midday summer sun. You've never experienced anything quite this bright before, and now fully understand why your energy has been lifted to prepare you to connect with this subtle light energy. Soft music is playing, and it is more beautiful than anything you have ever heard before. It is the joyful sound of choirs of angels softly singing. There are so many of them. Perhaps you can feel them or even see them. If not, imagine how it would be if you could. Now you are being carefully lifted to an even lighter and more subtle level. Perhaps you're in heaven, or at least on the higher celestial planes you've heard about. It is so, so bright. This place is absolutely full of love. In the light, you can just about make out seven figures of even brighter light around you. The energy of these seven figures is beautiful. It is subtle and it is translucent. It is not of this earth. You realize that you must make your own energy as beautiful as you can to match theirs. Make your energy beautiful now, so that they can come closer to you. You sense a knowing deep inside you that all seven of the great angels that make up the karmic board have been notified of your desire to dissolve your karma. They are willing and able to help you, because they realize you've come a long way during your lifetimes, and you are ready and asking with great sincerity. You hear a gentle request from the Lords of Karma to open up your heart as wide as you possibly can. This is to allow the limiting beliefs that would block a complete change in you to flow out of your heart forever. The angels also gently ask that you fully open your mind, so that a profound healing of any negative thinking can also take place. Please bring to mind any thoughts that do not believe that it is possible to dissolve your karma, and let the angels know about these thoughts. Now open your heart to the angels and allow any dark thoughts you have about you or anyone else to come up and out. Be willing to ask for total forgiveness of yourself and for them. Open your heart even wider and let go of any fears of aging or death you have been feeling, so that you can move back into perfect health and have a long and stable life. Let the angels take this fear from you. Open your heart to the angels and allow any greed, non-sharing, or withholding to come up from within you so that you can move on to living your life with plenty of money. This way you can enjoy sharing with others because you will have more than you need. Open up your heart still wider so that the angels can help you to let go of loneliness or any neediness for a partner or anyone you crave to be close to you so that you can move on to meeting your soulmate, your twin flame, or your soul brothers and sisters. Know that as you continue to open your heart, the karma is being broken. Open your heart up wide to the karmic angels to heal the very first time you ever made yourself wrong or felt bad about yourself or believed another's criticism of you. It doesn't matter if you don't remember why you have been constantly criticized, because the angels will. Let this criticism completely flow out of you. Now open your heart to remove any need in you to judge, speak ill, or to mock another or make them wrong. Realize that you are incurring more karma if you do. This will enable you to move on to being the real, kinder you. The you who is completely at peace with yourself and the world. Allow the mighty lords of karma to remove all these limiting beliefs and blocks from your heart. And watch as this process takes place all the while, whilst breathing quietly into the silence. You can now ask the Lords of Karma to heal whatever you feel you have left that you would like to heal. You can also ask for a divine healing to take place for anyone else you need to have healed in your life. Ask for healing of any situation that has been too much for you to bear. Now relax for a moment or two as the healing completes. Now that the healing has taken place, you can begin to feel lighter and clearer, aware that a weight has been lifted from you. You can realize that a deep change has taken place. You are different. There is a sense of a peaceful relief inside you. You resolve with the heavenly governors to continue your healing process until you have completely healed your karma. And you agree that you can revisit the Lords of Karma anytime you wish in the future to clear other issues as they arise. Your heart feels lighter and cleaner, and your mind is calm, as you realize just how pleasant your future could be. The whole of humanity is going through a process of enlightenment and release, and you know that you are part of a magnificent shift into peace and love. You feel love for yourself, and this love is a deep, warm glow within and around your heart. It makes you feel safe. Spend a special moment enjoying the warmth of feeling held, comforted, and loved. The Lords of Karma ask you to observe the tendencies within you that made up your old karma, and to be vigilant in your approach to avoiding building more. Be kind to others is their motto, for what you send out must surely return to you. When an obstacle occurs, realize that your reaction, not the obstacle, is the real enemy. Try not to react negatively to another. Take a deep breath before responding, and look to see where you have played your part in the situation. And then always ask for light to be shed on that situation. Ask the angels to help you at these times, to give you patience and understanding. Judging yourself or another will lock the negativity in. It will trap you. There is nothing positive about judgment. Look for forgiveness wherever possible for yourself, even if you have to fight yourself to do it. Overcome your lower nature, because this is what will free you. Remember, you are the creator of your world and others are merely the actors on your stage. They are there to show you where to heal your problems. Open your heart and share with them, and you will find they respond favorably. Sometimes there can be a time lapse between your sharing and their favorable reaction, but keep opening your heart and they will eventually warm to you. Your life will get better and better. Open your mind to challenges before you. Step up and ask for the courage to face them instead of delaying or avoiding them. Keep asking the angels for courage and for help. These life challenges have been set up to strengthen you. They have been set up by you and the angels before your birth. All resistance or avoidance of your problems will hold you up and create more karma. Let go and constantly call upon the angels for help each and every time you are in an uncomfortable emotional reaction. They will either help you directly or they will find someone who can. They will always hear your call and will give you the courage to move forward to a life of love and respect for yourself. Your time with the angels is now over, and you find yourself once more aware of your surroundings. Thank the angels and begin to breathe gently as your body adjusts to your earth environment again. You feel calm and rested, and you know that you are loved and supported by yourself and your angels. You can sense your guardian angel by your side, and you know that this special angel has always been and always will be with you throughout all time. Open your eyes when you're ready and have a good stretch.